Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
Awesome. Thank you, Megan. Good morning, Deep Creek Anglican Church. It is such a privilege to be able to be with you today. And I am so thankful that the Word of God cannot be locked down. The Word of God cannot be restricted. The Word of God cannot be held back. It is powerful. It is incredibly purposeful, and it is personable. And so my heart this morning is that each and every one of you would have an encounter with the heart, with the Word, being Jesus, being the expression of the real intent of the Father towards us who believe. And so I am so excited to be able to join with you in this series on creating healthy habits, because I truly believe habits create habitation. And so if we can have habits that create a space, not just for us to abide, but to invite the things of God to abide as well, friends, it is going to be something that is powerful. And also as well, I believe is going to become an anchor for us in these days, and also as well the days ahead. I am excited to be with you. I've looked forward to this. I did want to be there with you because I have something of a confession. And the confession is I've always wanted to become an Anglican minister because I just love the Anglican expression. I love the robes. I love the liturgies. I love everything about it. And as many of you know, a good friend of mine, Randall Bond, we sometimes talk about switching places. And I know legally we can't do that, but I am so thankful for the different expressions of the body of Christ. And as lesser or greater as the other, we all have an incredible expression of the heart and the mind of Christ. And so hope I was wishing I could be there with you today. Maybe I could have played dress up, but it wasn't the case. And so I am still so thankful to be able to be with you. Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for reading that passage. And that is the text we're going to be looking at today and bringing some nuggets out. And then all of a sudden at the end, I am going to be bringing you some tools, some practical applications, and something of an activity or activation that you can do, not as a tick the box moment of, well, I've done that, I can move on. But I call them Bunnings moments, because sometimes when there's a job to do, we need tools to do it. And sometimes there's things in our life that God wants us to do, but we just haven't got the tools. And so I love to give people's tools, activations. And something the Lord said to me in this space was that activations actually become devotions in disguise. And when we devote ourselves as the apostles were and the disciples were, as it tells us in the book of Acts, that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and prayer, when that place of devotion happens, something becomes dynamic in our lives. And so in this space of creating healthy habits and hearing God's voice, I want to begin with this first thought. And this thought is that we don't hear God for others, we hear God for ourselves. And that might sound a selfish statement, but let me unpack that a bit. You see, a lot of times we connect with God to do instead of connecting God with God to be. And so I never want us to be a person who picks up our Bible because we've got to tick a box. I never want us to be a people who pray because we have to tick a box. But we devote, we come into a place of devotion. Because I want to encourage you this morning, when we come into a place of devotion, we become into a place of connection. And there's kind of four levels that can kind of happen if we move from devotion. And devotion, if our heart isn't in it, a something of our heart not being in it, devotion can move to commitment. And so it now becomes something out of our heart. Now it becomes something into our hands. We're committed. And then all of a sudden, we move from commitment, we move to obligation. And I never want us to be a people of obligation, because actually the root word for obligation actually comes from the same root word as mortgage, which means to be noosed. And so we're tied to, or we're obligated to. And then obligation can become to a place of resentment. And I never want that sort of space to happen when it comes to the things of God. So I want to encourage you, friends, to stay in that place of heart, to stay in that place of connection and devotion as we begin to connect with God, not for the sake of what we can do, but for the anchor of who we are and whose we are in this season. And one thing I've learned, friends, and I've fallen into the trap many times, is that I've connected with God for the sake of others. I've connected with God for the sake of what I can do, instead of just the place of who I am and whose I am in that place. And so one of the key habits in hearing the voice of God is to connect with him for connection, to connect with him for devotion, to connect with him to you what he wants to say for you. In Matthew 12, 34, it tells us that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so we know it doesn't say out of the heart the mouth speaks. It says out of the overflow. Now, overflow is when something is full. And so to overflow, it means you're already full. And so to live out of that place, it means we are filled and we're overflowing. Now, I truly believe that all ministry, all output, all outworking of what God wants us to do has to come out of overflow. Otherwise, we live out of deficit and not out of destiny. We live out of burnout instead of out of becoming a burning one. And so it's really key to connect with God and develop them healthy habits. Now, the Bible tells us in Hebrews that, and we'll turn there if you have your Bibles. This is going to shock some people, but I've actually got an original iPad. It's actually an original Bible. Check it out. I can actually touch it. It's amazing. I want to encourage you to get their Bibles. So in Hebrews 1:1 in the New King James, this is what it says. God, who at various times and in various ways, so that reveals to us that God is not a God who keeps to our schedule. And this is something I've learned about God. God is inconveniently convenient. And so he always engages, you know, in times where I think it's inconvenient for me, but it seems to be convenient for God. And then times are usually at 3 a.m. in the morning. Amen. So God, who at various times and in various ways, so we know God can speak to us in various ways, in times past spoke to the fathers by the prophets, but in these days has spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom he has made us and the world. So we realize that God, who in times past spoke through prophets, has in times spoke to us today through sonship. So I want to say it like this. God speaks to us through sonship. God speaks to us through relationship. God speaks to us through that connection. And the Bible tells us in John 10:10, as we've read, and now I'm going to move to my iPad. In John 10, this is what I love. And Sarah so beautifully brought it out. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And so hearing God's voice, it doesn't make you prophetic. And this is what we've got to understand, friends. Hearing God's voice doesn't make you prophetic. It makes you a son, and it makes you a daughter. Because it says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. It comes out of a place of marking relationship. And so being prophetic hearing God's voice does make you prophetic. It's what you do with what you hear makes you prophetic. I like to say it like this. Our intimacy becomes our inspiration. And so our intimacy with God, our connection with God, brings out inspiration in our life. And so I want to encourage you right now. If you are trying to be inspirational without being intimate, friends, you're going to become annoying, not anointed. Let me say it again. If you're going to try and be inspirational without being intimate, you're going to become annoying, not anointed. Amen. And so it's really key that we begin to understand our connection with God. And this is one of the key places, is understanding that our connection with him is all about relationship is all about the mandate of relationship, not the mandate of ministry. And so give us a thumbs up so I know everyone's hearing me okay. Fantastic. I trust I'm speaking to someone this morning. You see, one of the things that I've discovered in my life is hearing God isn't just about ministry. Hearing God isn't about my Sunday connection. Hearing God is all about my everyday. And one of the courses that I love to do within our school is activating our five senses. And I'm not going to go into that full teaching today, but I'm going to go into one aspect of it. And the one aspect of it is activating our five senses. We know we've got five senses: seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touch. And so the reason the new age of a sixth sense is because they haven't worked out to use the five yet. So it's really key we understand that God has given us five senses. And so I realized that God doesn't always speak to us in the way we think that he speaks to others. And so some of us are seeing people. Some of us are hearing people. Some of us are smelling and tasting. And if you think that is strange, I had a friend in Canada who could walk into a meeting or in could walk into a coffee shop and just smell. And he's like, someone's going to get healed. I'm like, how do you know that? And he's like, I can smell like bleach. Or I can smell disinfectant. Someone's going to get healed. And sure, as God is my witness, someone would get healed. But he could smell it. And I'm like, lay your hands on me, friend. This is crazy. And another friend of mine who's now gone to be with Jesus, he could taste. And it was a taste the Lord would give him. And so, you know, you could feel like they're way out there. But I want to bring it back to maybe seeing today. And one of the activations that I love to do in hearing God or seeing God or engaging with God in my devotional life, to take a moment wherever I find myself and to set a timer on my phone of 30 seconds, just 30 seconds on my phone. And then I take a piece of paper and a pen and I write down everything I can see. And so I could be sitting somewhere, I could see a door, I could see a chair, I could see a window. So I write those things down. And this is an exercise all of us can do in our time. And so I write those things down. And then engaging with God, I quiet myself down, fix my eyes on Jesus, and I ask God, what do you want to speak to me? Just like that incredible exercise that was led in the children's time. I'm almost like, I don't need to speak. That was just good enough for today. And so I take that exercise and I say, Father, what do you want to speak to me through the door, the chair, and the window? And I've done this exercise before, and I've used the very things that I've seen. And this is what he said to me. He said, Gary, I don't just want to give you a glimpse, the window, to rest, the chair. I don't want to give you a glimpse to rest or to a place of connection or relationship, but I want to give you a doorway. And so all of a sudden, through them, three things, all of a sudden, the Lord speaking to my heart. Now that doesn't just become revelation to me. Now I get to share that with someone else. Hey, Daisy, God wants to encourage you that he doesn't just want to give you a glimpse to rest and connection, but he wants to give you a doorway. So all of a sudden, can we see how hearing God can bless me and can also bless as I share that revelation with someone else? And so it's the simplicity of using that activation. Now, let me push it just a little bit more and maybe give you the second one, which is hearing. And I love this one because it's the same exercise. I find a space or a place and I sit down with God and I get my piece of paper and pen and I set my timer for 30 seconds and I listen. What can I hear? Oh, wait a minute. There's an ambulance. I can hear an ambulance. All right. Okay. I can hear an ambulance. Can I hear anything else? Nope, because that's pretty loud. I can hear the ambulance. So I just write that down. My timer's gone off. And I'm thinking, Lord, what does ambulance mean? And as I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, wow, that they're emergency services. Like an ambulance is an emergency service. And all of a sudden, the Lord speaks to me, Gary, I'm inviting you into emergency. And all of a sudden I'm thinking, wow, wait a minute, emergency? Like, am I in danger? Is there something I need to do? And all of a sudden the Lord breaks down the word, emerge and see. I'm inviting you into emerge and see. I want you to emerge and see. So I got up from my chair and again, opened my door and said, okay, God, what do you want me to see? And then all of a sudden I see my neighbor. And I'm thinking, okay, God, you want me to speak to my neighbor? And I go on this, again, this prophetic adventure with God. And friends, it's exciting. It's every day. It's not just a one-off. As I said, we just tick the box. These times of activations can create adventure. And friends, in this lockdown season, if you're wanting to find something to do, don't pull out Scrabble. Don't pull out Monopoly. I want to encourage you, pick up the Word of God and connect with Him and discover what God wants to say to you. Even your family, these are exercises and activations you can do with your family. So to cut a long story short, I got to connect with my neighbor. And again, what I call the demilitarized zone, because he's got his driveway and I've got mine and we can sort of connect in the middle. I said, John, how's it going? And he said, you know, I got to connect with him. And so it was amazing in that, that I got to connect. And, you know, it's incredible in these times and in these seasons that we get to connect. And I was feeling down and he was feeling down. And so we get to connect in these seasons, which is amazing. We get to support one another all through hearing God's voice. And so I want to encourage you. The first healthy habit is to understand that we connect with God for God. We connect with God for us. And then out of that overflow, we get to bless others. The second healthy habit is we get to go on an adventure with God, and we get to activate our senses. We get to engage with God, not just in a place tightly, and we believe the tighter we close them, maybe God will speak them a bit more, or we do prophetic Pilates, or we try and twist God's arm to speak to us. But we come into a place of relationship, because I want to encourage you that hearing God's voice has promise. And we find this promise in John 10. And the promise that we find, and this is another thing I want to encourage you out of this place, is this is what it says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them. So hearing his voice is a promise of connection. It is a promise of relationship. It is a promise of acceptance. It's a promise of inclusion. And so we're not excluded. And this is another promise he gives, that none of us shall perish and none of us shall be snatched out of his hand. So we realize no matter what is happening, hearing God's voice is our anchor space in every tribulation, every triumph, and in every situation. And this is one of the things that I love, is we understand that we get to connect with the shepherd. We get to connect with the one who is so key. And so my third encouragement to you today in this place of hearing his voice is begin to understand the way you hear him. Discover, this is a healthy habit, is that we don't come into a place of comparison. We don't come into a place of copying or trying to do it like they do it. But we discover our own connection with God. We discover our own way in which we connect with him. And friends, I don't want us to be religious. I want us to be relational. Some of us can connect with God on a walk. Some of us can find it in a piece of music. Some of us can find it as I do in the shower. Some of us can find it by doing gardening. Discover, find your space, because the same way as God invaded Peter's personal space and made it his powerful place so that his shadow healed people, God wants to invade your personal space and make it his powerful place, so that wherever you find yourself, you find that connection with God. And so that's one of the key places. Discovering how you connect with God is so key. And don't compare, because comparison is the thief of joy. My fourth and final activation and encouragement to you this morning in hearing God's voice and realizing God speaks, as we've discovered in Hebrews, at various times and in various ways. So find your time and find your way. out of that place of relationship is an exercise that I have found so powerful when it comes to hearing God's voice. And it's one of the early ones that I adopted. And many of you might know this one, and many of you have done this one. But again, it becomes a tool that we kind of sometimes just put on the shelf and say, well, I'll get to it one day if I need it. But friend, I want to encourage you today. These tools of hearing God's voice are powerful, particularly in this season. And the final exercise in developing healthy habits in hearing God's voice is what I call, and we find this in the book of Ephesians, and it tells us that, you know, husbands, love your wives like Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. And it goes on, it's Colossians. And so we find that place of, you know, Jesus said that he presents the bride having been washed with the water of the word. So the washing of the word. And so when I read this washing of the word, I was like, God, what does that mean? The washing of the word. And I realized when I came across this tool that it all fitted together. And the tool I want to give you today is called soap. How many people have heard of soap? Put your hand up if you've heard of soap. It is so powerful in hearing God's voice and developing devotional times with God. And soap is scripture, observation, application, and prayer. And so simply put, it's this. We ask the Lord. And so if we're doing it by ourselves, let me encourage you. And this is some resource I can send Megan that I've developed, is in this place of, if you're by yourself, ask the Lord to give you a scripture or give the Lord one. This is a scripture, God, that so inspires me. And so we give the Lord the scripture or the Lord gives us one. And then so we read the scripture. We can either write it down. Something so powerful for me is writing a scripture out, because there's something that connects the brain and the heart when it comes to a pen. And so we write the scripture out. That's the S. Then the second one is O, observation. And we ask God, why did you write this verse? Or what inspired you about this verse? And that's something we write. And then whatever we hear, we write, or whatever we see, whatever we get, we write down. Why did God write this verse? Why did God inspire someone to write this verse? What is behind this verse? That's our observation. Then the second one is A, which is application. We get to apply and we get to pray and say, God, how do you want me to apply this verse to my life? Or how do you want me to apply what I've heard to my life? The other place as well is actually to discover your heart towards God is, how can I apply this to my life? You see, God wants to work with us. God didn't make robots. He made relationship. Amen. And so this is the beautiful thing of free will, that we get to. We don't have to. We get to connect with God in an incredible way. So scripture, observation, application, and the last one is one of my favorite things, is crafting a prayer. We get to craft a prayer around, Father, help me to apply, help me to implement, help me to anchor what I've learned, what I've heard from you into my everyday life. And so I want to encourage you in that place. Soap is one of the, I would say, is the genesis of my relationship with God when it comes to hearing his voice, because it connects logos, which is the written word, with rhema, which is the spoken word. And so I want to encourage you, is the word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, knowing what it is to divide bone and marrow, and seeing the truth of God being established in your life. And so, friends, what we put in is what we're going to get out. If we invest in our devotional life, friends, we are going to reap dynamic lives. If we invest in our connection with God, then our connection with God's people and with this world is going to go to another level. I like to say it like this. My vertical affection with him creates a horizontal effect. And I've noticed the greater that I increase my vertical affection is I see such an incredible effect. And so it's out of that place. Now, friends, I want to encourage you as well. And this is something that I've had on my heart to bring to the wider body of Christ that I'm going to share with you this morning and invite you into and almost invite you as a congregation to do this. Almost like when Jesus spoke, we find it in Corinthians 11, and Paul writes it. He says, "For as often as you do this, do in remembrance of me." So I want to undergird what I'm about to say with that statement: "For as often as you do this." And it's really out of these two questions I want to invite you into. And so hearing God's voice is incredible. Connecting with God is incredible. But I want to tell you, out of the overflow of that, of being able to connect with others is incredibly powerful as well. And I want to almost create a fifth habit that I want to give you, which is a complementary one of everything I've shared about. And also as well as a complementary way of you connecting with each other in such a powerful way. And it's two questions. And so I want to encourage you, whenever you meet together, whenever you talk with someone, I want you to ask them this two questions. Number one, what are you celebrating this week? What are you celebrating? And so we get to talk about a testimony. We get to talk about something God's done. We get to talk about something that is awesome about our life. What are you celebrating this week? Because what that does, it enables me then to rejoice. It enables me then to celebrate, not just celebrate you, but celebrate with you. Ooh, pardon me. Come out in Jesus' name. And so we get to celebrate and we get to see the joy of that celebration. The second question, which is a question of vulnerability. So we have a question of victory, which is celebration. Now we have a question of vulnerability. And that question is, what can I pray, or what do you need something? Is there something you need prayer for this week? And so all of a sudden I've shared my victory. Now I get to share my vulnerability. Now, Gary, what the heck has this got to do with hearing the voice of God? When it comes to hearing the voice of God, we've got to know what it is to hold the tension of victory and vulnerability together. We've got to know, because God shares with us secrets. God shares with us his heart. And sometimes God shares with us the victory, but sometimes he invites us into the vulnerability. And what it looks like for us to become acquainted as a community with victory and vulnerability is we get to become a people who are connected on every level. Am I speaking to somebody? It becomes powerful for us to connect with our victory. This is something the Lord shared with me years ago. And this is what he said to me: "Gary, why do you trust me with your wins, but not your sins?" It hit my heart, friends. "Gary, why do you trust me?" And then he challenged me even further. He said, "Gary, why do you trust people with your wins, but not your sins?" And friends, I'm not talking about your gross sins or your, the abomination. I'm talking, sin is the absence of God. And I realize the moments in my life where I exclude God, not include him, that's sin. And is it a sin where all of a sudden now I'm going to go to hell? No, it's not, because I have a propitiation. I love that word. I have a mercy seat that I get to run to. And so it's a challenge from the Lord. Why do you trust me with your wins, but not your sins? And friend, I want to encourage you today. Can we trust God, and can we trust each other with our celebration, but also as well our need for prayer? So then two questions that we get to ask each other whenever we see each other. I want to encourage you, allow it to become a habit amongst you. Hey, what are you celebrating this week? Now, for some of you, it's going to become a conversation starter. So I'm giving you help. Amen. So what are you celebrating this week? Well, let me tell you. And guys, give each other, honorable time. Don't give them like a 20-minute sermon or 20-minute exposition. Just tell them straight, this is what I'm celebrating. And let them discover if they want to see more. And secondly, what do you need prayer for this week that I can pray for you? Guys, already I can sense and feel like a oxygen coming in the room of, oh my gosh, this can give us life. Now, I share this with you because I feel like it's an invitation to the wider body of Christ for us to begin this, this culture, to begin this habit, to begin this reformation of victory and vulnerability together. What are you celebrating and what can I pray for? So friends, let me recap. Number one, create a habit of connecting with God for God, connecting with God for you, your connection, what I call your inward journey. Sorry, what I call your upward journey, that connection of upward connection with God that creates an inward journey of God connecting with you. And then the second one is to step into a place of realizing God wants to activate, discover the way he speaks to you, the way he speaks through you, the times that he wants to activate your senses, the way. The third one is discovering the place and the space that he speaks to you. Fourthly, that place of soap, S-O-A-P. Connect with God through his word, because when you connect with him through the written, you connect with him through the spoken. And last but not least, complementing and undergirding all those, getting to a habit as a community of finding victory and vulnerability, asking, what are you celebrating this week and what do you need prayer for this week? Because I'll tell you, it's going to change lives. And more importantly, it will change yours. Let me pray for you this morning as we conclude. Father, thank you so much for this incredible community. Lord, thank you that the depths of your heart are exemplified, Lord, through this incredible community. And Lord, I thank you that nothing is going to stop your word. Nothing is going to stop our connection. So Father, as I brought your word this morning, I pray that you would nourish, that you would strengthen, that you would undergird, and you would comfort every person within the sound of my voice. Lord, I thank you that, Lord, what you began, you are faithful to complete even to the end. And so, Lord, as we land this incredible series of healthy habits, Father, I pray that you would give us the strength, you would give us the wisdom, you would give us the faith. The word of God into everyday life, as we connect with you out of relationship to see reformation and your spirit work so beautifully in us and through us. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. God bless you guys and thank you for listening.